From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Nicaragua's human rights crisis got worse this week when the regime there expelled international experts investigating deadly brutality by security forces. President Trump responded last night with new sanctions co-sponsored by a Miami congressman. Human rights groups say Nicaraguan police and soldiers have killed more than 300 anti-government protesters this year. Those demonstrators are calling for the removal of President Daniel Ortega and what they call his corrupt and dictatorial regime. Hundreds more protesters have been jailed. This week, Nicaragua expelled investigators from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights looking into those killings. That's caused even louder international outcry and prompted President Trump to sign a bill leveling more U.S. economic sanctions against the Ortega regime. In addition to cutting off U.S. resources to the Nicaraguan government, the new measure also provides for sanctions against any other country that assists the regime. The bill was co-sponsored by Republican Miami Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. In recent weeks, Ortega security forces have also raided independent newspapers and other media in Nicaragua, and in some cases shut them down. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.